Slave Act of 1850. The second act added further provisions for tracking down runaways and levied even harsher punishments for interfering in their capture. Both acts were abolished by Congress in 1864 after the passage of the 13th Amendment. These two acts contradicted the Bible, which affirms the dignity and equality of every human being. Everyone, regardless of skin color, gender, or ethnicity, has value because of God's image stamped on them. Genesis 1 verse 26. In Psalm 8, David writes concerning man, "Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings, and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet." Verses 5 and 6. In God's eyes, every person on the planet has inherent value and has been bestowed with honor and dignity, despite the bigoted efforts of some to erase it. Thankfully, some people saw the injustice of the Fugitive Slave Acts. Despite the threat of prosecution and punishment, the Underground Railroad was created to help runaway slaves gain freedom. Some of the leaders in this movement were Reverend Samuel and Florella Adair, a clergy couple in Kansas, and Florella's brother, John Brown. The Adair's small log cabin still stands in northeast Kansas as a marker of the Underground Railroad's impact on history, complete with the room where they hid slaves. The Ugly Laws, 1880s. As urban centers across the country swelled in the late 19th century, due in large part to the rise in immigrant populations, cities sought to regulate the increasing numbers of impoverished people on their congested streets. The Ugly Laws were passed in many municipalities to ban the poor, crippled, and unseemly from visibility. In 1867, San Francisco became the first to pass such an ordinance. Other cities followed suit. My hometown of Omaha had one. My present city of Chicago passed a law in 1881 that read as follows. Whereas the streets and sidewalks of the city of Chicago contain numerous beggars, mendicants, organ grinders, and other unsightly and unseemly objects which are a reproach to the city, disagreeable to people upon the streets, an offense to business houses along the streets, and often dangerous, therefore it be ordered that the mayor at once take steps to remove from the streets all beggars, mendicants, and all those who, by way of making exhibition of themselves and their infirmaries, seek to obtain money from people on and along the streets. In most cases, offenders faced incarceration or fines. While not regularly enforced, most of these laws were not repealed until the 1970s. Chicago officially voted to repeal its law in 1974. The Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, of 1990, eliminated the legality of any ugly laws that still persisted. As we noted in Chapter 2, God has an abiding concern for the poor and needy. Instead of banishing them from our sight, we are to show compassion for the most vulnerable of society. The Racial Integrity Act, 1924. The Racial Integrity Act was passed in Virginia to protect whiteness against what many Virginians perceived to be the negative effects of mixing races. This act prohibited interracial marriage and defined a white person as one who had no trace of any blood but Caucasian. It utilized the one-drop rule, classifying as colored anyone who had even one drop of African or Native American blood in their veins. This law remained in force until the U.S. Supreme Court overturned it in 1967, Loving v. Virginia. This act represented sinful white supremacy and denied the biblical doctrine of the equality of all human beings. Speaking to the church, Paul wrote, "There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is no male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." Galatians 3, verse 28. In a vivid display of the equality of all races, the book of Revelation contains a song that will be sung before the Lamb's throne. "Worthy are you to take the scroll."